Talk Live, 855-453. Stickle toll-free caller in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live any length of time, you've probably heard us talk about bitcoins. Maybe you didn't know how to go about getting bitcoins, and there's an easy way now. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at banks across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world for whatever. There's no transaction fees, no third parties getting involved. It's completely anonymous. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but it's done on the Internet. It's Internet cash. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. So we've been reading the list of demands from the Occupy Wall Street folks, and they are legion. And, there are things about some of their demands that, that I have agreed with and some that I have disagreed with. Mostly at this point, up to this point, there's been a lot of
disagreement.
But here's another one that I agree with. This actually, for some whatever reason, my mind skipped over this one, so... this is, racial and gender equal rights amendment. I can kind of agree and kind of disagree with that one. I'm just afraid of something like that. And I don't think that we truly need it any longer. I feel like women in the workplace are getting the respect that they, want or demand or whatever. I feel like, minorities can get jobs. I don't think that there's that big of a problem. Maybe I'm wrong. It's not like I've got to live in that world.
What are you talking about, white guy?
Certainly people would interpret it that way. I have decided that I no longer have a race. Races are something that people demand, that people assign to themselves. So I've decided to assign none. However, demand number nine here. Open borders migration. Anyone can travel anywhere to work and live.
I like that one.
Yeah, I agree too. I agree entirely with this, that I think
that
people...
that kind of contradicts one of their earlier demands, was that high tariffs be placed.
Yes.
And that free trade be prohibited, essentially.
Yes, this demand can only be met by ending free trade, by imposing trade tariffs on all imported goods entering America, the American market, to level the playing field for domestic family farming and domestic manufacturing, as most nations that are dumping cheap products into the American market. This would cause a real problem. If you demand that everybody gets a minimum wage of $20 an hour or more, and that's what they said, and you say that tariffs, they put these huge tariffs up so basically nobody can import
stuff. To level the playing field, yeah.
To level the playing field. Then you allow the only thing that can be imported freely is labor. Then what you will have is everybody coming over here for $20 an hour jobs. Which, I don't have a problem with people moving freely. I just don't think you should, mess with the system to the point that you're going to overload one place at the cost of everything else. Imagine for a second what it would be like if you heard in Mexico or China, if basically everybody in Mexico could come here freely and make $20 an hour doing manufacturing. It amazes me. For one, the system can't handle $20 an hour minimum wage. It's just not going to work.
If you base the Occupy Wall Street on this list of demands, it seems that their goal is to make poor people even poorer and the rich even richer.
Right, but it doesn't matter what your employment is. You deserve to have this minimum wage. So this says a minimum wage. Regardless of employment is the other.
Now
the
that
other
is crazy.
Yeah, guaranteed living wage regardless of employment is what it says. So you get the $20 an hour by walking onto American soil. Yeah, that's going to work. Everybody from Canada, everybody from Mexico, they're going to be walking from Tierra del Fuego in order to get here. By the way, for those of you who don't know, it's a little island at the bottom of South America. All right.
I did not know that.
I did.
They got sheep down there.
Oh.
Some penguins.
Yeah, I think there must be some warmer climate type penguins. Yeah. I would have to do a little more research on that.
It's fairly close to Antarctica.
Yeah, that's the closest. It's as close as you get, basically.
Yeah.
Demand number 11. Like, I don't have any problem with people being able to migrate across borders. I have problems with the other ends of this. I think you need to abolish the minimum wage and open up the borders and let people work and live and however they want. Mm-hmm. No free welfare, because I don't want people coming here and living for free. I want people coming here and working hard in order to make a better life for themselves. That's the American dream. That's what makes this country the most powerful in the world.
If you're out there and you're listening and you think that it's ridiculous that we want to abolish the minimum wage, I highly suggest you look into Walter Block. He's an economist, and he has a lot to say about the minimum wage and how it actually hurts the poor, especially minorities.
Yes.
So, something that, just to go back for a second on the minimum wage, something that we really didn't touch on at all is, if you make the kids right now who are making $7 an hour at McDonald's, if you give them $20 an hour, what about the person who was making $20 an hour? You know what I mean? Like, their skill set was, I mean, does it go up? Or do you just make $20 an hour being a computer tech somewhere, and now the kid at McDonald's makes $20 an hour, too?
Yeah, it makes it impossible for the marketplace to incentivize proper behavior. Essentially what it's going to do is drive the cost of everything up and inflate the price of things to the point that $20 an hour essentially ends up being whatever, the minimum wage, the real value of those people's stuff. It's Mickey Mouse economics. It would tend to drive up prices. Now, you worked in the fast food, well, not the fast food. You worked in the food service industry,
right,
and you had lots of employees. Can you imagine? Managed a lot of employees. Can you imagine giving these kids who've never had jobs before $20 an hour?
No, I didn't think they deserved what they made. Yeah. Most of them, half of them.
You know, I mean, this is why entry-level jobs are entry-level, because you have a lot of people in them that what the value they're getting is learning how to work. I started working at 12. I wasn't worth much then. I know I wasn't. I remember all kinds of incidences where I learned different lessons as life went on, and now I know the value of customer service. I know the value of being to work on time. I know the value of providing the best that I can provide for the boss. I know the value, most importantly, of a good attitude.
You know, there's a little gas station by my house, and when they hire, they'll put up signs that say, hiring, for these weekend hours, only 14 and 15-year-olds. And I thought that was interesting because I think there's more legal trouble with the 14 and 15-year-olds than there's the 16, 17-year-olds. But, I mean, what this guy wants, basically, and the owner of this place is very nice, and what he wants is to pay people the least amount of money he can. You know what I mean? So these kids...
Yeah, but he's also helping them out.
That's what I'm trying to say, is that he's giving these 14 and 15-year-olds an opportunity that they wouldn't have otherwise. And if you're talking about putting it up to $20 an hour, I'm not going to hire a 14 or 15-year-old at $20 an hour. I'm going to hire the most qualified, experienced person I can. So you've just totally cut the opportunity out for these kids.
Right. If I had a job that I might be able to pay somebody $7 an hour in order to make me some money, and that's the reason that people hire people to do jobs, I'm going to hire you to do $7 an hour because you can make me $8 an hour or whatever. The reason that you hire somebody is because they're going to make you some money. If I have work that might make me $8, $1 an hour, if somebody did it for $7 an hour, then I'm not going to hire somebody for $9 an hour to do a job that's going to cost me $1 an hour for them to be there. I don't, that's not why I got into business. Yes, I'm going to donate my money to charity when I have it, but I didn't get into business in order to run an inefficient business that doesn't work. It's just ludicrous. It's entire lack of understanding of how the marketplace works. All right, let's go to number 11 here. Immediate across-the-board debt forgiveness for all. Debt forgiveness of sovereign debt, commercial loans, home mortgages, home equity loans, credit card debt, student loans, personal loans, now. All debt must be stricken from the books. World Bank loans to all nations, bank-to-bank debt, all bonds and margin call debt in the stock market, including derivatives or credit default swaps, all $65 trillion of them must be stricken from the books. And I don't mean debt as in default. I mean debt as in the entire planet.
Poof!
Wow, I think it's a good time to get a credit card and go on a shopping spree right now if that's going to happen.
855-450-3733. What do you think?
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Safehold toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about what you want to talk about. You know, there is a revolution going on in America, and I think to some extent the Occupy Wall Street folks are an aspect of that. I think they really do show the dissatisfaction that people have with what's going on in the world, and frankly, I think it's sweeping the world. Another aspect is the Free State Project. If you're frustrated with how things are going where you are, and you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, and you're tired of the oppressive state intruding into all of your business and personal life, and you knew that thousands of liberty-loving individuals were moving to one state to get active, to bring the maximum role of government in that state to the protection of life, liberty, and the protection of property, you can join the Free State Project. If you're interested in that, join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. Let's go to Ken in New York. Ken?
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
All's well.
You guys were just talking about the $20 minimum wage.
Yes. This is one of the demands of from, well, let's see, OccupyWallStreet.org.
And it just struck me that is one of the most economically ignorant things I've ever heard.
I had the same impression.
They're suggesting people should make more than $40,000 a year for doing menial tasks. I mean, that's above the median income right now.
Yes.
Good luck finding a janitor.
That's what they want, is a living wage, and they figure that the median income is the living wage, so everybody should make the living wage, because it would be really great
including
if everybody...
Including kids in high school who have no work experience.
And that way we can all hang out in coffee shops like they do in Friends and never have jobs.
But what you would end up with is the same thing you're seeing now with the increase of minimum wage, where clerks at the grocery store are being replaced by self-checkouts.
Right.
You have to pump your own gas. You just end up just destroying the jobs.
And it's true. I mean, you know, if a business could, you know, a business looks at buying a robot to do their work for them, they say, well, how much does the robot cost? How much does an employee cost me over the course of whatever years? How much is the robot going to cost me in, you know, repairs? All right, well, let's see, this one, that one. They make up their mind based on what the cost difference is. If it's obvious.
I'd kind of like to point out that while that job might be given to a machine, a job is also created. And I'm a mechanic, and that gives me a job.
It does, but a mechanic can service a lot more robots than you know, one employee can. And the other aspect of this is the guaranteed living wage income, regardless of employment. So, I mean, if you think that it's ignorant for giving to give people a median wage for doing the most menial of labor, how much more ignorant is it to tell them, look, we'll let you live at the median level without ever having to work? Don't sweat it.
Crazy. I mean, that's just la-la land stuff.
Insane. Ken?
But, I know you guys, I know Stefan Molyneux is involved with a lot of the Free State Project stuff, and he was up at Porcupine Festival.
Yeah.
And he gave a very good example, I think, last week. Said a lot of these people, they shouldn't be protesting, they should be reading books. Because they don't know what their demands are. They don't understand what they're asking for.
No. They seem to be very passionate with a lot of, you know, high ideals and some high hopes, I think, just without all the necessary information they need to make decisions on how to deal with what they feel the problem is, or even to identify the problem.
Yeah, to some extent, they're people that are dissatisfied, and I see why they're taking to the streets. I'm not satisfied either. You know, some of the solutions that they have are, frankly, 100-year-old solutions that haven't been working. Socialism has been trotted out for 150 years now, and it has crashed and burned every single time. It's because it doesn't work. It is a system that does not properly work. If you want morality, stop forcing people to do things. Stop using guns and violence and threats.
Well, that's what the government's for.
That's what it's for. That's exactly what it's for. And socialism is the government involved in everything, every aspect of your life. You know, these people, they sit around, they think about, what do I want the world to look like? How can I force people to get there? And that's what it's all about.
I'm not sure that they can really even discern that it's the government. Like, a lot of people view public as sort of...
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not really government. Like, public schools is this nice, free
school
for everybody.
It's ours. Yeah, it belongs to everybody within these imaginary lines on this part of the continent.
Ken, thank you for the call.
855.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call-in line. Let's go to Scott in Ithaca. Scott?
Hey, I'm not quite as polarized as I'm not cookie cutter on all these issues, but I do think the minimum wage could be raised a little bit. I don't think that it should be raised to the extent that these guys are talking about. I am actually going down to Wall Street because I'm running against a real Wall Street powered Democrat, and I'm a Democrat. But I have a jobs bill, and it's actually based a little bit on free.
Well, before we talk about the jobs bill, I want to talk about the minimum wage. You brought it up, so I'm interested. Why
well,
do you think
the area that I have the biggest problem with is sheltered workshops? I have a handicapped daughter. I don't really agree that handicapped people should necessarily be getting like $375 an hour in some cases. And the excuse is basically that, well, they're not very productive and that we have to, you know, really kind of cut them along. And I'd rather see them either being looked at as volunteers or I'd rather see them being paid minimum wage, which right now is whatever, seven something an hour. So if you're going to pay them the minimum wage. But if you're not going to pay them, make it very clear to them and their families that they're volunteering. I don't think they should be paid $375 an hour. Well, the other thing is, some of these families, they say, well, here's the other thing that's, and I'm going to have a discussion with this, one of the people who runs one of these workshops in the next couple of weeks. Their argument is, well, they're not on the street. They get subsidies for many other things, and so they're provided for, to an extent.
No, I'm not asking why they say it's okay. I'm asking you why you want somebody to choose between zero. Why should they have to choose between zero and $750 if somebody's willing to pay them $350? I mean, why should they take zero? Why would they want zero?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the point. If let's say somebody's high functioning and they agree to being a volunteer or something like that, and their family or whatever agrees to them being a volunteer, that's fine. I think for the most part, there's other people that could volunteer. So I'm not really condoning that. I'm saying either pay them or don't pay them.
But
if you're going to pay them, pay everybody the minimum wage.
Well, but I don't understand
now, for
that.
High schoolers, believe in a tiered system for high schoolers.
Well, you think high schoolers are handicapped? I kind of do, too. Wait a second. Let me ask you a question here. So if I'm as an employer have the option of hiring somebody who's a high functioning handicapped individual for $750 an hour or somebody who's not, all other things being equal, why would I choose the handicapped person?
Well, those particular industries like the one that's here, they're specifically, everybody knows that they're giving a job to a handicapped person. They're giving them a chance to improve the quality of their life.
Is the business owner driving a Jaguar?
What's that?
Is the business owner driving a Jaguar? I mean, are they flying around in Lear jets on the backs of handicapped people?
In this particular situation, I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't think it is in any of them. I think that people set up shops for handicapped people because they care about handicapped people and that it's hard for them to find jobs. I do appreciate the call, though. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com. Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's up to you. Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar power generating system can give you the basics in an emergency or be expanded to handle your whole house. If you've ever thought about getting off the grid, or ever thought about getting just a generator, any old kind of generator at all, you need to go look at freetalklivesolar.com. This system is amazing, and it is the only one that will give you the opportunity to buy a generator that you can use all the time, so it will begin really, really pay you back as best it can for its value, and it will expand. It's expandable to take your whole house off the grid. It's FreeTalkLiveSolar.com. It's an amazing system. FreeTalkLiveSolar.com. It is not our system. It is Sound Wisdom's, but they just wanted to be able to track who comes from where. So that's why they use the website. We just had a call from Scott and from New York, and I think that Scott brought up a very important point, which is, you know, employment in a sort of more free market world, what would it be like for people with handicaps? And he would like to see what his claim was, is he had a daughter with a certain type of handicap. He didn't mention what. Doesn't matter. And she currently makes something like, you know, half of what minimum wage is or something like that. And he would prefer to see people either make handicapped people either make minimum wage or not make nothing at all.
I don't understand
Yeah, you know, like, at least if they're making sub-minimum wage, they have some kind of income, some kind of cash flow. Whereas if they're just volunteers, like he was suggesting, they have nothing coming in.
Right. And but he does, you know, presciently point out, maybe to the detriment of his own argument, that if the minimum wage was required for handicapped people. I mean, the reason that they got rid of the minimum wage for handicapped people is people were less likely to hire handicapped folks without some kind of incentives or whatever it is. And that, you know, some of those incentives could be, for instance, you know, lower wages. I'm not saying that I think it's fair, but like I said, I don't think anything's fair. Well, I guess I want things to be fair. I don't want them to be. I don't think things are equal. It's not equal. It's not equal. There's no doubt about it. But if this idea of giving people with handicaps the minimum wage were to result in fewer people with handicaps working, would that be okay? Because I think that's what it would result in.
Right.
Far fewer people with handicaps working.
If it did that in the past and that's why they changed it, you know, like what makes you think that wouldn't happen again? And what makes you think that it doesn't happen to people every day because there's a minimum wage?
But there's a store here in town. It's a grocery store, and they've got some people who have you know, some kind of mental handicaps of some sort. I'm no doctor. I'm not gonna.
I know of three.
Yeah.
I used to work at a bank, and they used to come in all the time.
There's a young man there with a red hair, and it's cut clean, and he talks in a manner that suggests to me that he is some kind of mental retardation of some sort, some kind of mental handicap. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but he is the brightest, sunshiniest kid you're ever going to talk to. I waved to him across the parking lot. I have never seen that kid not have a smile on his face. He is a joy to that store. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what they pay him, but if they don't,
he is happy.
He can go get him some carts too. And you know, I think that he's probably worth minimum wage or more, but I don't think everybody is. And I think that this could kick a lot of people out of work.
There's another young lady who works there who's also mentally handicapped, and one day when she came into the bank, I asked her, you know, how long have you worked at Hannaford? I guess doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever. How long have you worked at this grocery store? And she looked at me and she smiled and she said, I've worked there 11 years and I love it so much. I want to work there my entire life.
That's pretty a pretty ringing endorsement for one's grocery store.
Right.
And by the way, a multinational corporation, which you know, likely is making its money on the back of the proletariat or whatever it is that somebody would claim, is employing this gal.
I don't know what they pay her, but she's obviously very happy.
She's clearly happy. You know, that's all I've got to say on this subject is I want people to be paid what they're worth. I don't think the government or me or Scott knows what that is. And I'm worth different things in different jobs. I worked at one point, remember, I was at one point a member of the lowest socioeconomic class in the country. I was a prisoner. I made $75 a month. That isn't much. And believe me, when you say, oh, you got your bed and your
three
food paid for.
Three hots and a cot.
I did. And the bed stunk, and so did all the food. So, you know, I'm going to stand with that. I was a member of the lowest socioeconomic class, far below anybody else, and you know, it gives me a certain level of ability to speak to this issue. I got out. I washed dishes was my first job at a restaurant in Bartow, Florida, while I was at work release. And I was the worst dishwasher they'd ever had. I am a bad dishwasher. I cannot go quickly. My hands, began to bleed and crack in the water. I mean, I was just awful. I couldn't, I got to the point I could barely handle the plates because my hands hurt so badly.
Marcus, he's very dainty.
Apparently I am. So I am worth far less. I was the worst dishwasher. They couldn't pay me less than they were paying me, and I was the worst one they'd ever had. I suppose other than the crack addicts that wouldn't show up for work. But they, you know, at some point or another, I found other jobs. I'm apparently worth significantly more as a radio ad salesperson than I am as a dishwasher. Different people are worth different things. Now, if I would have been getting a minimum wage of $20 an hour washing dishes and doing the worst job that they'd ever had for it, would I have ever moved on?
Why would you bother? These are the incentives.
These are the incentives that the marketplace provides. And it's simple. You can have these incentives or not have these incentives, and you're going to get a much less efficient system if you don't provide people information on how they're doing in their jobs, whether that's a business or an individual. Because every individual is in the business of selling their labor to somebody. Whether it's another individual or a business or whatever, That's what you do. You have a monopoly on your own labor. All right, so I want to read number 11 here again because it's just so crazy. Immediate across-the-board debt forgiveness for all debt. Debt forgiveness, this is, by the way, the demands of the Occupy Wall Street folks. I forgot to mention that. Debt forgiveness for all sovereign debt, commercial loans, home mortgages, home equity loans, personal credit card debt, student loans, and personal loans now. All debt must be stricken from the books. World Bank loans to all nations, bank-to-bank debt, all bonds, all margin calls, call debt in the stock market, including derivatives or credit default swaps, all $65 trillion of them must be stricken from the books. And I don't mean debt as in default. I mean debt as in the entire planet, period.
How? Where is this money going? Are you volunteering to pay this?
It's just going to destroy it.
Yeah, they're just going to erase it. Everybody starts on a blank slate, you know. And
there's something actually to be said for this. Generally, this happens in wars, you know, especially for the losing side.
Yeah.
The debt is gone or has happened in the past. I'm not saying I support this because I think that debts are entered into voluntarily, but I think it's really sick that Americans, you know, for instance, their house, a few years ago when homes prices were so high, people got into these because why? The Federal Reserve was artificially, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were artificially increasing the value of homes to the point that, you know, people were like, well, there's free money in houses. Just buy a house. And it inflates. They had no idea that it was the government doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That's their program that caused this. Then when everything goes south, the government bails out the banks. But they don't bail out the individuals, and the individuals are responsible for continuing to pay for this stuff if they want to be somebody who is moral. They can try to get out of it if they want to. I think that, and essentially short sales and all these things, these are debt forgivenesses. I mean, I had a short sale on my house, and the bank didn't charge me the difference between what the loan was and what the, the sale price of the house was. They didn't do it. I'm not saying I advocate for this, but if you don't, essentially what they're saying is no debt allowed.
I like how they threw their student loans in there so they don't have to pay for their college.
Right there, that's what really
don't
they
worry
want.
About it, Occupy Wall Street. I'll pick up your college bill.
They don't want to pay for college.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. What are we missing on this? Let us know. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't?
Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The final segment of Free Talk Live. We might be able to slip you in here. 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Luther.
And Julia.
I didn't see that you weren't on the microphone, Luther. I'm sorry.
That was
not
my bad.
Not paying attention.
No. Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low, they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Great website. You can trust them over there, and they're going to provide you some best service and the best prices. ManVentureOutpost.com. Let's go to the final two demands of the Occupy Wall Street folks. Demand 12, outlaw all credit reporting agencies.
Oh, I don't get to hear my creditreport.com jingles anymore?
No longer will you have loans. They're going to forgive all loans. They don't say no more loans, but you don't have to pay them back because nobody's going to report it.
Sure.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, imagine for a second. So we've eliminated debtor's prisons. I assume they don't want to bring those back. And I'm not saying that I'm happy with the idea of debtor's prisons or anything like that.
Right.
But if you have no credit reporting agency, a credit reporting agency is a way for one person to communicate with another individual about whether or not they want to do business with a third individual.
Right.
What is wrong with accountability?
Like, is this going to extend to just, you know, asking your neighbor, hey, Bob wants to know if he can cut my lawn for X, you know, has Bob worked for you? Did he do a good job, you know? And like, you can't go out and do that. What if Bob did a crappy job?
Yeah, this is insane. They apparently want essentially no accountability for their actions. I mean, that's what this all seems to boil down to. What about eBay and their rating service that they have for people? I mean, is that...
Or Amazon or any of those websites.
Outlaw all credit reporting agencies?
Outlaw.
Outlaw.
Not just get, like...
Well, when you outlaw
illegal
credit reporting agencies...
The only outlaws
will have
credit.
Yeah.
God. I mean, you said it. I mean, can I say, oh, well, you know, you don't want a loan to him. He won't pay it back. Here they come.
You illegally reported on another citizen's credit.
Comrade, you have reported on another citizen's credit. You must go to the gulag for 10 years. This is insane.
Yeah.
Oh, God, let me read Demand 13. And this just sums it all up. Allow all workers to sign a ballot at any time during a union organizing campaign or at any time that represents their yay or nay to having a union represent them in collective bargaining or to form a union. So the idea...
That should be done voluntarily anyway. Like, I don't ever want to be in a union or work for a job that is a union. So, like, I'm automatically just going to say no and just not participate.
So this suggestion...
You don't have a choice, though, now, right? I mean, when unions, it's half the worker. When the union comes in, they take a vote, and if 50% or more want the union's in.
It depends on where you are and what the rules are. I mean, some states are right-to-work states, and it doesn't matter whether the union... I mean, you can join the union or not. The union's essentially a club.
Right.
And I think that that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. I mean, get together with your friends, and if you think that the conditions are bad, all walk out at once. And that'll get put pressure on the boss. That's fine.
Sure.
But this idea of allowing all workers to sign a ballot at any time during a union organizing campaign essentially says I can put a great deal of pressure on you in order to get you to sign up for what I want you to do. It eliminates blind balloting, which causes people to, this is how people get hurt. Hey, look, Luther. If you don't sign up I want you to sign up to say yay to the union right now, okay?
No, thank you. I don't want
to. I think something might happen to that pretty little car of yours out in the parking lot.
What do you mean? What's going to happen to my car?
I'm going to bash it in. Now sign up. I mean, this is exactly what will happen. I mean, this is how it goes.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, who's going to be there to... They threatened me. I mean, are they going to lock him up? No, they're going to say, no more threatening.
Well, guess what?
So that they bash his car in.
The cops have a union, too, so...
Yeah. This is what it all boils down to. I don't know. I'm not going to claim. I'm certainly... It wouldn't be true to claim that everybody who's out there doing the Occupy Wall Street stuff is a socialist. But certainly the folks that put out these demands in the name of OccupyWallStreet.org, they certainly are... They're flying their flags mighty high and mighty red.
Well, I've seen a lot of them. They look college age, and I just can't help but think that most people that come out of college are socialists.
Well, they haven't. I mean, they lived in a world where somebody has taken care of them and their bills their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
And... college professors, frankly, aren't much different. they've got these 10 years and things like that. And I think there's room in the world for socialist thought. I think there is, but it needs to stand up to other forms of thought instead of stifling. And what it tends to do, because it is a philosophy of violence and force, and that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It's a philosophy of harming people that disagree with you. Then it tends to run out other kinds of philosophies. If you disagree, it's a good way to get your teeth kicked in or go to jail or whatever. You want to open a credit reporting agency so that people who borrow money and don't pay it back? Well, you're going to go to the gulag for 10 years, comrade. That's just how we do it around here. You don't want to join the union in an open open ballot? Well, we're going to beat you up in the parking lot or do whatever.
Sure.
And why would you work in it? Why would you work at a union anyway when you can get $20 an hour with no with no rules on employment? Let's just say here, guaranteed living wage, which they defined as $20 an hour previously, regardless of employment. Why in the world would you?
It seems like their entire list just contradicts itself. Like, they've got a lot of things that if they went together would just be horrible.
Well, some of the list, there were some things on here that I agreed with, and there's no doubt about it, but when you try to use force on people, the idea is that somebody who has built
this
a business...
This person, right here, can force you to do all of these things.
Somebody who has provided service to the marketplace and become wealthy for doing so, and I'm not saying every wealthy person has gotten there by providing service, I know they haven't, but because they have done that, they should somehow be punished. And... No, I don't. I think that they earned their money. They deserve to keep it in the same way that I think you deserve to keep your money. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. Matt?
Hey, everyone.
What's going on?
I just wanted to point out, you're reading these off of OccupyWallStreet.org.
That's correct.
And there's OccupyWallStreet.com that looks more like the official thing. Like, when I go there, I'm seeing the same stuff that I'm seeing on the live feed and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Whereas when I'm looking at OccupyWallStreet.org, it looks good, but it doesn't quite... I don't think that's the official...
I don't think there is an official one.
Yeah, if it's a decentralized movement, there can't possibly be an official website.
I've tried to make it clear, Matt. I understand. I do not want to lump everybody who's in this into one category, but I'm pretty clear that the people who are at OccupyWallStreet.org are a bunch of pinkos.
When I try to go to OccupyWallStreet.com, it just directs me to OccupyWallStreet.org.
Really? Let's see.
Maybe if you spell out straight.
It looks like,
I did both, yeah.
It's the General Assembly of the official website of the General Assembly at, and then they have the pound Occupy Wall Street, which is, I guess, the Facebook
hash mark or something like that. Yeah,
and they both have that, so...
There's going to be a lot of different folks putting up their different stuff. And, I mean, there's probably people in these parks that disagree. They probably factioned off. I don't want to sit with those guys. Yeah, I want to sit with these guys.
Splitters.
This is maybe just, I don't know, my paranoid nature or whatever. But I think that Occupy Wall Street is now being co-opted like the left, like the Tea Party was co-opted by the quote-unquote right. Occupy Wall Street seems to be being co-opted by maybe the unions, whereas or the Democrats, whereas the Tea Party was co-opted by.
I'm not sure Occupy Wall Street started out as an entirely liberty-oriented movement. Then again, I'm not sure the Tea Party did either. So yeah, there's probably I would agree to some extent with what you're saying. I think there's some validity to it.
Right. Okay. Well, that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate the call. 855. What am I giving up the number for? There's no way you can get in here. I'm looking at it. It looks like a reasonably official website. This is clearly what some people who are in this movement think, and it appears to be largely people who want free college education. I understand why they want it. They got free high school education. Why the heck wouldn't they get free college education? Of course, over time, because it's free, high school education has diminished in value and gotten more and more worthless, as will college, if you make it free.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.